Dear brothers and sisters, and all MAMI members around the world joining this service via GCN, internet, and other media, today we celebrate the 38th anniversary of MAMI Central Church. We give all thanks and glory to Father God, who's been guiding us through for the last 38 years. I also thank our beloved senior pastor who preached the gospel of holiness and always demonstrated the living God through accompanying signs. My thanks also goes to all MAMI members who joined this celebration because they believe in all God's providence for this church and trust the shepherd. Also, I give all glory to Father God. Brothers and sisters, today's sermon is based on Senior Pastor's message entitled Letter of Invitation, preached back in 2014. I pray that this message helps you engrave once again Father God's boundless love for Manmin in your heart and fill up your heart with hope for New Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, all over the world, this is the feast given by Father God for a special day. Although not all of us are gathered here like we were before, I believe that all of you watching this service have your heart here with us today. I believe that through the Sunday morning service and through this online service, you're now witnessing that people around the world are with us through that video. In this COVID situation, we wonder how everyone's doing, and we are concerned about each other. And we also wonder whether our overseas members are doing well. But as we see them on screen like this, we are so happy to see them. A few days ago, we have some deaf and mute members' church in Southeast Asia, and I was very happy to see them doing well. And I also look back on myself and this central church. And we received a video message from people all over the world. And we could confirm that they are still doing well spiritually thanks to our shepherd's words of life. And I was very happy. Thank you. I believe that Father God will add more joy and help to you who participate in this celebration by accepting Father God's invitation. We find a parable in Matthew chapter 22. A king threw a feast for his son and invited guests. Because the feast was thrown by the king, how fancy the party must have been, and what a great honor it must have been to be invited there. But those who received invitation refused to come for their businesses or household matters. Here, the king who threw the feast is Father God, and the feast is the heavenly banquet which we'll have in the future. God invited all people in the world to the feast. But even when this joyful news is delivered, people who are filled with the worldly lust reject it. But whoever accepts the invitation with a poor spirit can join the heavenly banquet. By the way, God has sent a more special invitation to this church. We aren't just invited to an ordinary heavenly feast, but to the banquet in the most glorious place, New Jerusalem. I hope that all of you gather here and all those joining this service through the internet, etc., will accept this invitation. And I pray in our Lord's name that all of us will share the memories of this day and rejoice together in that glorious banquet we will attend in New Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, now in your hand is the glorious letter of invitation to the banquet in New Jerusalem. with why don't we open that invitation with an exciting heart? If you take a close look at it, the letter is written in beautiful heavenly language, not that of this world, and it carries a message from Father God. Do you know what that means? Senior Pastor kindly explained to us about the Father God's heart of love. First, he told us that it carries the Father God's desire to be with His beloved children forever. Some people confess that the most exciting, thrilling moment of their life was when they held in their arms a newborn baby of their own. Actually, without love, for parents to give birth to a baby and raise him involves great hard work. Moreover, in this generation where love has grown cold, people say, what's the point of raising a child? Why do we have to suffer? So they decided not to give birth to a child for their own happiness. But it's never the case with those who love their children. They don't hesitate to suffer the discomfort or pregnancy and to take risks of childbirth. They also don't hesitate to experience all anxieties and troubles. They forget about all the pains, hearing the baby's innocent laughter, and they feel joy while sharing love with them. Even if they suffer while raising them, they don't say, I'm tired of you. Rather, they would say, I'm strengthened because of you. But in creating man, God had incomparably greater love than such love of parents. God who existed as a light and sound in the whole universe, God who existed in brilliant glory, formed Adam with His own hands. It's because He wanted to share love with them. Just like parents who want to give only good things to their children, God created the best place, heaven, and wanted him to enjoy everlasting happiness there. But this happiness cannot be gained for free. While we go through the difficult, grueling process of being cultivated on this earth, God Himself also has to endure the pain of cultivating man. Just because parents love their children does not mean their children are happy as well. Only when their children also understand their heart and serve them with love can the both sides be truly happy. We cannot recognize the value of life without experiencing darkness. Likewise, only after we experience sufferings, sorrow, death, can we feel how precious God's love is. It's not that we, human beings, are the only ones who suffer during the cultivation. It requires grace, patience, and sacrifice of Father God as well. Even now, you and I, Father God is watching us with God has to be patient with people who stand against Him. He also had His only begotten Son die on the cross. Yet, because He hopes and believes that numerous souls will be saved and enter everlasting heaven, He's still cultivating us with His love. He perseveres and waits like this, not just to gain saved children, but to have His true children. God desires and waits for us to be His children who can understand His heart and share love with Him like Abraham, Moses, Apostle Paul, and the prophets. And He's prepared, as we look back on the trials of blessing, we think about why people who were qualified to enter New Jerusalem, we realize how they become the fruit of New Jerusalem. You know, the people in the Old Testament, we know that we can realize that it was never easy to be qualified. And God has prepared New Jerusalem for such children. Even on this earth, we get envious of people living in fancy houses. You know, if we see some beautiful places, just by looking at the pictures, we are fascinated. But God, the creator of the earth and the whole universe, has prepared heaven and New Jerusalem using all His wisdom and power. It cannot be compared to any place in the world. He says, "My beloved children, I want you to be with me there and share love forevermore." This is heart of Father God carried in the letter of invitation. I urge you to remember this heart of the Father and make sure to accept His invitation. Brothers and sisters, secondly, the letter of invitation conveys Father God's earnest plea to change our heart. He wants us to equip ourselves with qualities as citizens of heaven and His beautiful bride. Today, many people who profess to believe in God lead lives no different than those of unbelievers. They take in worldly lust and commit sins. Although they profess to accept Father God's invitation, they don't prepare themselves actually. In the parable presented in Matthew chapter 22, while the feast was going on, the king looked over to his guests and found a man without wedding clothes. The king said, "Friend, how did you come here without wedding clothes?" The man was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, "Bind him hand and feet and throw him into the outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of the teeth." Here, wearing wedding clothes means making our hearts pure, clean. It is casting off our sins and evil as believers of the Lord. Depending on how much we change our heart in our walk with the Lord, we enter a different dwelling place in heaven. If we are to enter the best dwelling place, New Jerusalem, we have to cast off all sins and evil and become sanctified. In addition, we have to be faithful in all God's house. But just because we lead a long Christian life doesn't mean that sins and evil are automatically removed from our heart. And it doesn't mean that we are given pure wedding clothes. We need to make efforts ourselves and fight against sins. Of course, we cannot cast off sins and become sanctified on our own. We need God's grace and power from the Holy Spirit. But to receive such grace and power, we have to make our efforts ourselves. To cast off evil, we have to pray fervently and offer fasting and vow prayer at times. If we continually discover evil despite our hard efforts, we may feel heavily afflicted. But if we carry on with our efforts without giving up, we can cast it off in the end, which means we can prepare purer wedding clothes. We read in Romans chapter 8, verse 18, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us." God also knows that our fight is difficult. That's why He prepared the glory of New Jerusalem for us. Because He prepares such tremendous glory, He waits for us to achieve sanctification anyhow. And this is the love of Father God. Brothers and sisters, our God of love set up Manmin Central Church 38 years ago and has accomplished many things so far. He's revealed to us the profound secrets of spiritual realm and manifested countless signs and wonders which are beyond words. He's let us accomplish the world evangelization. It's not that God briefly receives glory only when each of these things is accomplished. This is the process that God has planned in detail for a long time to make us His true children, qualify for New Jerusalem. By telling us in great detail about New Jerusalem, as if we were seeing it with our own eyes, He strengthened us to cast off sins. He's also explained in detail how we can cast off evil and become sanctified. He's allowed us to experience Father God's love through healing, answers, and blessings, and given us strength to cast off sins. Now, after 38 years from the founding of this church, our eyes are fixed on heaven, not this world. We are living for God's glory. Under His providence, God set up this church to fill up the New Jerusalem with such children. Also, God intended to send out the invitation to all peoples through this church. The glory of God that is to be revealed to this church will be incomparably greater than the previous glory. As said in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14, "For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea." Many souls who come forth as spiritual warriors in this trial of blessing will go out to the world and lead numerous souls to the Lord. With this vision, all of us should keep running with more fervent passion and devotion. Once again, I want to thank all distinguished guests around the world, pastors and brothers and sisters, who've been standing with and supporting this church with love. I pray in our Lord's name that all of us will attend the banquet in New Jerusalem and joyfully reminisce over today's celebrations. We give all thanks and glory to Father God, the Lord of hosts, who planned all things before time began and set up this Mammon Church in His providence, who will continue to demonstrate that He is alive through Senior Pastor and His amazing power, who will beautifully wrap up the providence of human cultivation through Mammon, and who will receive glory in all nations and around the world forevermore through Mammon.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centuries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.